For 91.3 WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine. One of the missions of the University of Kentucky is to partner with those in the community to make life better for all Kentuckians and all people. My guest today is going to talk about an upcoming symposium that does just that. I recently spoke with Dr. Larry Goldstein, chair of the Department of Neurology at UK Healthcare, about an upcoming seminar, A Practical Update in Neurology and Neurosurgery, on May 18.
The conference is really aimed at giving a practical update in neurology and neurosurgery. It's aimed at giving information that folks in practice can use on a daily basis. And the tack that we've taken is to try to combine two different aspects. One is information that people can use in their daily practice, taking care of patients, but also to know when to refer patients for higher levels of care, more complex care that we can provide here.
Mm-hmm. And so I think this is sort of the best of melding town and gown, if you will, that this is the type of partnership that we always want to have with colleagues who maybe are out in the community or in other counties.
That's exactly right. The idea is that we want to empower and provide the most up-to-date information possible for healthcare providers in the community, and then have patients who require the complex care services that we can provide here come to us in a timely way. So that way we keep folks in their communities as much as possible, but when necessary, we can bring them here.
And here being the Kentucky Neuroscience Institute.
Here is Kentucky Neuroscience Institute at the University of Kentucky. Mm-hmm. The Kentucky Neuroscience Institute is really aimed at integrating all of our missions, our clinical mission, along with our patient care and education and service missions. But from the clinical standpoint, we can provide the most complex care for patients so that they don't have to leave the Commonwealth of Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. And so this symposium is really aimed at any primary care provider. We're probably talking everybody from a family physician, general internist, pediatrician, nurse practitioners, those types of folks?
That's exactly right. It's aimed at a very broad swath of healthcare providers that are giving care for patients with neurologic problems, which is almost all patients.
Sure, sure. What sort of topics will be covered during the symposium?
Well, firstly, again, we're aiming at common problems, common issues. So the keynote speak is going to be from Dr. Phil Tibbs. Dr. Mm-hmm. Tibbs is the chair of the Department of Neurosurgery, and he's going to be talking about back pain. Practical approaches to back pain, as well as, again, when patients may require surgery. Then we try to have a topic in pediatrics. So this time we're going to be talking about a practical approach to pediatric epilepsy, but then also a second portion of that presentation is going to be focused on when children might benefit from epilepsy surgery. So our pediatric neurosurgeon will be talking there. Neuropathy is another very, very common problem. We're going to be talking about practical approaches to diagnosis and management of neuropathy, and then a boot camp and interpretation of one of the primary tests that we do, EMG, electromyography.
And neuropathy is?
Neuropathy is diseases of the peripheral nerves. So these are the nerves that go into the arms and legs.
Mm-hmm.
Then after lunch, we'll be talking about practical approaches to tremors, shaking that people get. It can be caused by a variety of different causes. For example, Parkinsonism is one very common cause. Another is essential tremor. The treatments and approaches are very different. But again, these are problems that can very often initially be treated locally without having to come to us. But then we're going to be talking about some of the more advanced techniques related to surgery for movement disorders by one of our functional neurosurgeons. Then following that, we'll be talking about practical approaches to memory disorders. We have an epidemic of Alzheimer's disease, of vascular dementia, and other causes of dementia. So we'll be talking first about practical approaches to that, and then finally, how to understand neuropsychologic tests that can provide some more detail. Again, more complex evaluations that we can do here.
Mm-hmm. And we'll put something up on the website about the symposium, but it's my understanding it's no charge for practitioners who wish to register?
Yes, there is no charge for any providers who want to come. We really wanted to make this free. Again, this is part of our service mission.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Larry Goldstein, thank you very much for talking with me today. Is there anything else that you'd want to get out there that we haven't discussed already?
We're really looking forward to another very successful meeting. We've done this now annually for the last 3 years since I've come to UK. It's been quite popular. We've had about 240-plus folks enrolled to attend this each year, and we're looking forward to another successful meeting.
My thanks today to Dr. Larry Goldstein, Chair of the Department of Neurology at UK Healthcare, for talking with us about the upcoming practical update in neurology and neurosurgery on May 18th. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical news to the community. You can hear more of his programs at wuky.org.